Hey, RCP, it's Lisa Z here. And, you know, with Thanksgiving coming up, people are traveling, they're binging on podcasts, and recommending their favorites to friends and family, and we are going to do the same here. I wanted to recommend some of my favorite podcasts, and we have a special guest here to talk to. Go ahead and introduce yourself, sir. You are?
I am Patrick Wyman. I am the host of Tides of History.
Tides of History, which is another podcast on the Wondery Network, and I'm lucky to have Patrick here to recommend some of his favorite podcasts, and I want to recommend Patrick's podcast because I have children, as our listeners know, and they are complete nerds, and we are lining up the queue of all of your podcasts because they love history. They love the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm always getting questions like, Mommy, Mommy, who would win, Hannibal or a Roman centurion? Or, you know, things like that. And you, my friend, I think we should invite over for dinner because I think that you could answer all these questions where I'm just like, huh?
Those sound like exactly the kinds of questions I asked when I was a kid, which I think says a lot about my childhood and how I ended up where I am. But I'm familiar with that territory. I've been there.
Right. And then you also have a podcast that's all about DNA, which conveniently they're studying right now. So can you tell us just a little sneak preview of those episodes?
Yeah, for sure. So I interviewed, for that particular episode, I interviewed an expert on ancient DNA. She's an anthropological geneticist. Her name is Dr. Jennifer Raff, and she's a professor at the University of Kansas. She works on basically how the Americas were peopled, how the population history of the Americas, and she uses DNA as a tool to figure that out. So she uses ancient DNA, DNA sampled from ancient human remains, and she uses the DNA of present-day people. And you can get a whole picture of population history, of how people have interacted, of how populations have evolved, expanded, contracted over time, just from looking at their DNA. It's an incredibly cool tool for understanding how populations came into being, how they've mixed with each other over time. And basically, you know, our entire history is written in our DNA. So that was what I talked to Dr. Raff about. It's something that I've spent a lot of time on. I designed and taught a course when I was at USC on using scientific tools to study history, and DNA is one of those. It's really, really cool. It can tell us a very great deal.
That's amazing. Yeah, and have you traced your DNA? Like, I assume that you've paid the $100 to, like, send your spit somewhere to have somebody tell you who you are. Who are you really?
I have not done it, but I really want to. It's so interesting. It's like, it's kind of a hobby of mine to keep up on all the research in genetics, and because stuff is happening so fast in that particular field, and it's all happening in public. It's all happening online, which is really cool. Like, you can follow the blogs of anthropological geneticists and people who are sampling ancient DNA, and all the papers are public. So if you have an interest in that kind of thing, all of that information is out there and accessible. I just think it's a really cool topic. I'm really glad I got to interview, like, a world-class expert on the topic.
Right, right. Oh, my goodness. And so tell us more about the fall, rise and fall of the Roman history. Go. Right.
Okay.
Now.
So I do scripted episodes on two topics. I do one series on the fall of the Roman Empire under the Tides of History banner, and I do one on the rise of the modern world. So kind of like 1400 to 1650-ish. I do parallel series on these. I do two episodes on one, two episodes on the other. The fall of the Roman Empire is my specialty. That's what I did my PhD on. I spent a lot of time on it over the years. So topics we look at, things like how Roman cities fell apart when the Roman Empire did, what was happening in the eastern half of the Roman Empire, the part that didn't fall. How do plague and climate change play into the end of the Roman Empire? Those are all kinds of topics that I explore. Otherwise, things like the rise of capitalism, where capitalism comes from, how modern warfare came into being, the Renaissance, things like that. So these are all big topics that I explore. I try to be rigorous. I try to tell good, interesting stories about everyday people, how they experience these big events. And that's kind of what I do. That's Tides of History.
Oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. I know that the kiddos will just binge right through those. And this is what I love about what we do is you can be the biggest nerd and people will actually listen to you. So what are you going to be listening to over the holiday break?
So I'm going to catch up on all of my sports podcasts. I'm going to listen to some Pardon My Take. I've got some episodes lined up, a really great sports talk show. I've got my favorite leftist politics and comedy podcast, Chapo Trap House. I've got some episodes of that I'm going to listen to. Gosh, what else am I going to do here?
You're a baseball fan? Are you a baseball fan?
I am a baseball guy, yeah.
Okay, you gotta listen to my husband has a podcast called Sully Baseball. Our listeners know it well. So check out sullybaseball.com and you can hear his podcast.
Yeah, I will check that out. I'm also gonna catch up on the last couple of episodes of Hardcore History with Dan Carlin. I haven't listened to those yet. And I've got a whole bunch of episodes of Mike Duncan's History of Rome that I'm gonna go back and take a listen to.
That sounds awesome. I'm gonna check out a new podcast by Esther Perel. She's a scientist in human sexual history and relationships, and she's you're married, right, Patrick?
I am married. Yes. Yeah.
So I would suggest you and your wife check out her new podcast, because she's just got a great way of redefining how married people should look at each other from an anthropological point of view, as well as a sexual point of view. She's got a great book called The State of Affairs, Rethinking Infidelity. Her podcast is called Where Should We Begin? And so I really recommend that our listeners check that out over the holiday break. Well, it's been so great chatting with you, Patrick. Your Tides of History sounds fascinating. We can't wait to dive into it. You can just subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts or your favorite listening app. And check out our Thanksgiving binge recommendations at Wondery.com/Thanksgiving. That's Wondery.com/Thanksgiving. You'll also find a video of how to listen to a podcast for all those family members. And you know who they are, who are first-time podcast listeners. Again, that's Wondery.com/Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to you, Patrick!
Thank you so much for chatting with me. It was a pleasure.
All right, signing off for Real Crime Profile.